This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to become the force behind the country's march towards the target of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi announced that a Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held next month to give the youth a platform to exchange ideas. Prime Minister was delivering a virtual address at the Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav, a grand celebration marking 50 years of selfless service by volunteers of the Buchvasi Akshar Purushottam Swaminarayan BAPS Sanstha in Ahmedabad yesterday. Prime Minister said he wants all BAPS volunteers to pursue one pledge each year, like dedicating 1 year to chemical-free agriculture, celebrating unity in diversity, fighting against drug menace and rejuvenating rivers. Mr. Modi also praised the volunteers for their selfless services during the Bhuj earthquake, Kerala floods, Uttarakhand landslides and COVID crisis. Prime Minister credited BAPS for adding to India's goodwill across the world. He said in 28 countries, BAPS 1,000 temples and 21,000 spiritual centres promote the country's culture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it is a matter of immense pride for India that Archbishop George Kuvakad will be elevated as a cardinal by Pope Francis. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Government of India has sent a delegation led by Union Minister George Kurian to witness the ceremony. He added that prior to the ceremony, the Indian delegation also called on Pope Francis. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a 3-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Defence Minister and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. As part of the visit, the Defence Minister will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate INS Tushal at Yantra Shipyard, Kalinigmad on 9th of December. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, will meet a Norwegian industry delegation led by Norwegian Ambassador May Erlendstenner in Mumbai today. According to a statement from the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the key focus of the business roundtable will be on the recent free trade agreement between India and the European Free Trade Association EFTA countries, which holds immense potential for both the nations. India is particularly keen on attracting $100 billion in investments from the EFTA countries, as outlined in the agreement, the ministry said. In a dramatic escalation of Syria's long-running conflict, rebel forces have launched operations to encircle Damascus, marking the first significant threat to the capital since 2018. Hassan Abdul Ghani, spokesperson for the rebel coalition led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, announced via telegram that the final phase of their operation to encircle Damascus is underway. India will take on Bangladesh in their opening match of the Women's Junior Asia Cup Hockey at Muscat in Oman today. The Indian Junior Women's team is being led by Captain Jyoti Singh, with Sakshi Rana serving as vice-captain. India will resume their second inning on day 3 today at an overnight score of 128/5 in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against the host Australia at Adelaide Oval. And that is the end of this news bulletin.